Good morning, and welcome to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Jeannie Seeger, and for the next hour, we'll be sharing the good news in song. I'd like to wish all you listeners a happy Resurrection Day. Today's music journey is called He Is Risen. When God saw that our world was racked with sin, He had to devise a divine plan to save us from that very sin and its consequences, which include death and separation from God. These songs that I'll play cross many styles of the gospel genre, and they feature local talent as well as international artists. If you'd like to hear your music played on this show, please send your CD to Heaven's Radio, P.O. Box 990-095, Redding, California, 96099, or email your MP3 files to heavens_radio@yahoo.com. I'm going to kick off today's music journey with a song from Celtic Worship. Here's Because He Lives.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He is worth the living just because he lives.
Following his crucifixion, Jesus was laid in the tomb and a gigantic stone was rolled to block the exit. On the third day, when the ladies returned with spices and oils to anoint him, they were shocked to find the stone rolled away from the exit, and Jesus was nowhere to be found. Here's Vern Gosden, Love Rolled Away the Stone.
He lay there in the darkness, all alone and lost, all prepared to face the bitter end. They had left him there in pieces, nailed him to the cross. They knew his heart would never beat again. Then love
rolled away the stone,
and he rose from the ashes where he lay. His heavenly Father had come to take. And
love rolled the stone away.
The angels gathered around him and took him by the hand. Jesus knew his earthly work was done. When the gates of heaven opened into the promised land, glory to the Father and the Son.
Love rolled away the stone,
and he rose from the ashes where he lay. His heavenly Father had come to take him home, and
love rolled the stone away.
He rose from the ashes where he lay. His heavenly Father had come to take him home. And
love rolled the stone away.
Yes, love
rolled the stone away.
His
love rolled the stone away.
This Easter story was written as a poem by Kelly Mooney and set to the tune of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Two sisters, Cassandra Starr and her sister Callahan, went viral with their performance video of this next song. Here's an Easter Hallelujah.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father? Did you?" His father. pierced the body of our Lord, said, truly this was Jesus Christ, our Savior. He looked with fear upon his sword, then turned to face his Christ and Lord.
Is a God of miracles. He died and rose from death to overcome this world. He is the creator of the universe and all to infinity that is in it. He can solve your little problems with the wink of his eye, while you may be struggling and frustrated. Turn to him with your problems and your questions. He longs for that closeness it will take to help you figure them out. Here's Jason Crabb. Do it for you.
If I'm only here to tell you one story, it's that God can work anything for good. The way that he writes it is glory to glory, page for page, no matter how it looks. If you need a highway through the sea, your mountain to be moved, he did it for me. He can do it for you. He's the God of somehow he can make the wrong thing do it for you.
Jesus has many titles and fine attributes. Nehemiah says, "You are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness." And he has such a powerful love for us that he died in our place so that we don't have to suffer. Here's Selah, wonderful, merciful Savior. Here's Nicole C. Mullen, "My Redeemer Lives."
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far?
Not only did Jesus suffer death on the cross for us, he endured mocking and torture and denial by those who called him friend. In John 13, Jesus predicts that the rooster will not crow until Peter has denied Jesus three times. This next song was written by Monty Whitaker, and it's arranged and performed by Ashley Black. Here's Peter's song.
The morning came cloudy. There was no sunlight, no light to guide me. And daybreak dawned so suddenly, and there was no one, no one beside me. And I sat by the fire and I cried, feeling so lonely inside. And faintly away in the distance, I could hear a rooster crowing. And faintly and yet ever so clear, he seemed to be saying, I know what you're knowing. And I sat by the fire and I cried, knowing how treacherously I had lied. Then I heard him say, Peter, before the morning, before the cock crows, thrice you will deny me. And I sat by the fire and I cried, knowing my Lord I had denied.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
of me, more than thee. Then I heard him say, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Then feed my sheep.
Listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Janie Seeger. In order to keep these programs on the air, KKRN depends on the support of our listeners. If you haven't already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or find that donate button on our safe, secure website at kkrn.org. You can become a monthly donor there as well. KKRN will be hosting our biannual pancake breakfast this month. It'll be on Sunday, April the 30th from 8 a.m. till noon, and breakfast includes all-you-can-eat pancakes, either wheat or corn, with real maple syrup and butter, plus fresh fruit salad, scrambled eggs, sausage, orange juice, and coffee. Your $12 price will also include live entertainment. This event will be held at the Mountain Community Center, 29775 Highway 299 East in Round Mountain. Come on out on April 30th for some good down-home cooking. We hope to see you there. Finally, another way that you can help is by donating your car, truck, boat, or RV to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. We thank you.
On the Mount of Olives, there was a battle fought for you and for me. As Jesus prayed, he said to the Father, "Thy will be done, not my own." God poured out the blessings of heaven when he sent his precious and only begotten Son to die for us. Jesus bore all our blame on that cross at Calvary. Praise his wonderful name.
Too late and free.
just heard Neat the Old Olive Trees from Heaven's Radio. God has an incredible love for us. He doesn't want heaven without us. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God's love for us is truly amazing. Now here's Rachel Robinson. Amazing love, you are my king.
Forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven. You were forsaken, and I'm accepted. You were condemned, and I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be?
Joy to us.
forgiven because you were forsaken.
This portion of our show is just for kids. Today we'll hear God's story, Easter, followed by a sing-along song for the little ones, You Raise Me Up. Here's Kids Corner.
God's story, Easter. So part of God's story is about Easter, and it begins like this. You might know Easter as the Sunday a ginormous bunny hides chocolate inside plastic eggs. But Easter is really all about how much Jesus loves us and how God sent him to rescue us. Remember how the Jews, God's special family, were waiting for a king to come rescue them? Well, Jesus was the king, and this rescue was the whole reason he came to earth. God had already rescued the Jews once before, but this time it was going to include everyone. So one night, Jesus told his friends about the rescue. Exciting, right? But talking about this rescue was sad. That's because Jesus was going to rescue the world by dying. Kids, every mean or bad thing we do deserves punishment. By dying, Jesus took our punishment. Lots of things in life have good parts and bad parts. And just like candy bars are mostly good, as long as you brush your teeth after you eat one, this story is a really good one. Anyway, talking about the rescue made Jesus sad, since he didn't really want to die. Thankfully, we can talk to God when we're sad, so Jesus took a few friends into a garden to pray. In the garden, a guy named Judas, who people thought was Jesus' friend, came with some people to help arrest Jesus. Peter, one of Jesus' true friends, was so mad he cut off a servant's ear with his sword. But Jesus didn't want his friends to hurt others, so Jesus healed the ear and let them arrest him. Then Jesus was taken to trial. One of the most powerful men in the city, Pontius Pilate, wanted to let Jesus go. But many of the people wanted Jesus to die. They didn't believe he was the Son of God or any kind of king. Even after all the miracles Jesus did, like healing sick people and making blind people see, they didn't believe in him. The people were so mad, they started yelling, "Kill him!" So Pontius Pilate let the soldiers take Jesus. The soldiers made fun of the idea that Jesus was a king. They put a crown of thorns on his head and nailed him to a cross. Many people watched, but not all of them wanted Jesus to die. His mother and close friends were there too. Just imagine how they must have felt. Once Jesus was up on the cross, the sun stopped shining for 3 whole hours in the middle of the day. But those soldiers kept right on making fun of him. They said, "If you're really God's son, why don't you just call in some angels to save you?" Jesus could have called on angels to save him, but he loved us so much that he wanted to rescue us. So instead, he prayed to God, "Father, I place my life into your hands." At that moment, Jesus died. And when he died, the soldiers who had just killed him realized he really was the Son of God. Later, Jesus was put into a tomb and a big rock blocked the entrance. Jesus' friends thought that was the end. But 3 days later, God sent an angel to roll the stone away. Don't worry, Jesus could get out on his own. The angel moved the rock so everybody else could see the tomb was empty. Jesus' friends were the first to stop by the tomb. The angel said, "He has risen," which is another way of saying Jesus is alive. Nobody could believe it. Jesus took our punishment and then proved he really is the Son of God by coming back to life. Now, if we choose to follow Jesus, God forgives us for all the wrong things we do because Jesus already took our punishment. And that's the story of Easter. But that's not all there is. Here's a quick version of what happened after the angel told the good news. Jesus' friends got scared. Jesus appeared to them. They saw his scars. It was really him. Now they could share the good news too. Jesus appeared to more than 500 people. He went back up to heaven. And the best part? He promised to come back someday for everybody who follows him. And all that is a part of God's story.
Newsboys, Savior of the World.
It is finished. Christ the Lord. Oh. we have been saved. He's the Savior of the world. So we lift up a shout for His fame and renown. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, Jesus, Savior of the world.
Would simply not want heaven without us. He has prepared it just for us. It gives us a bright future that God so wants for us. And on that bright, loud, glorious day, when we go marching into our forever home, we can thank Him for being by our side through this boot camp here on earth, and praise Him for our eternal life in our wonderful new home that we'll share with Him. Now here's the Man Clan. Sounds like home.
Harmony. Who wouldn't leave the world behind to live on golden streets? Who wouldn't want to fly away to finally be free? Sounds like home. Who wouldn't want to go? Sounds like friends and family wait. Sounds like home. Where only love remains, where Jesus reigns forever and wipes all tears away. Sounds like home. Who wouldn't want to go? Everlasting life.
Jesus reigns forever and wipes all tears away. Sounds like home. Who wouldn't wanna go? Sounds like home.
Sounds like
who
home.
Who wouldn't wanna go? Sounds like home.
Sounds like home.
I'm going to wrap up our music journey with a song from the Bayou Boys, Christ Our Lord Is Risen Today. But first, I want to thank you for joining me on this beautiful Resurrection Sunday. You've been listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour, and if you'd like to hear your music played on this show, please go to our website, kkrn.org, and at the bottom of the page, click on my picture for ways that you can get your songs to me. While you're there, please click on that donate button and give what you can to help support KKRN Community Radio 88.5 FM. Let's also give a big thanks to the folks that we count on to put these shows on the air and keep this station running like a fine-tuned arpeggione. If you're struggling in life, just turn your cares over to Jesus. You can talk directly to our amazing God anytime you wish through prayer. Be sure to thank Him for the incredible sacrifices that He's made to provide us the opportunity to live eternally with Him in heaven. He loves us that much. Let Jesus light your path and you'll never lose your way. I'm Janie Seeger. Please join me here every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. Now stay tuned for American Roots on KKRN Community Radio.